This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
The PGA Tour is all systems go, and so is the new show, Early Wedge, on the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Sportsline experts Sia Nejad, Mike McClure, and Eric Cohen alongside myself, Rick Gaiman, Patrick McDonald, and Jason Sobel. 5 times per week, the Early Wedge provides the best information for DFS lineups, outright selections, and so much more. Follow and listen to Early Wedge in the Early Edge feed on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm so curious as if this has ever happened to anyone, like gotten their DoorDash order stolen, or you work for DoorDash, like Uber Eats, and you're like, I gotta admit, like sometimes if you're missing a cheeseburger, it was me. 314-531-9898. I don't think this happens very often. You know what made me think of it, though, is because I got like DoorDash or whatever. I actually didn't do DoorDash, but my order was like through DoorDash and I went to go pick it up in person and they made me show my driver's license. And I was like, damn, for like a little to-go meal? Mm-hmm. I checked my driver's license. Like, yeah, there's a lot of people that come in and steal orders from other people and pretend to be like, oh, I'm for DoorDash, and they just go and rob meals.
That would make
sense. Like, shut up. No way that happens. Like, yeah, it happens all the time. People just walk in like, hey, I'm here for DoorDash, and they just grab the meals. Because, you know, they just have those out.
Oh, yeah.
And about, like, at restaurants.
I've definitely thought about it before.
Stealing.
Yeah. Because I'm like, they make it way too easy.
Yes.
They do.
They do. But I don't think anyone does
it. Firehouse Subs, it's literally right when you walk in to the left. You could just grab it and go, and they would not question it at all. They see me all the time there.
Yeah. And so I want to know if anyone's ever done this before and actually pulled it off, or you've had your meal stolen. One time, I don't know what happened to my meal. It was like an Uber Eats order. They said it was at my door, and I came out and it was not there. And then I called them, and they said, oh, I dropped it off there. And I said, I'm standing right out here, and they hung up on me.
Ooh,
and sketch. So I don't know if they dropped it off at the wrong door. I was living in an apartment complex at the time, and there was just a mix-up, or that dude took my... You know, honey butter biscuits, and I want them back.
For me, I'm a big DoorDasher when it comes to Chick-fil-A.
Are you?
And they forgot.
Consistent?
Yeah, pretty consistent on it. Won't admit how much for the sanity of myself, but they forgot my drink the other day, and that's like my favorite part. And I texted them back, and I was like, okay, like you forgot my drink, and they're like, okay, we'll get right back on that. And then I still have not heard anything from it. So I don't know if
you think it was
an innocent mistake, but me, I always have to assume the worst in literally everything. So I'm saying they stole it.
Really?
Wow.
And have been basking in joy with my Dr. Pepper.
Do you think those DoorDash people steal the stuff?
How could you not?
I always hear that they like have some Lucy fries. You know, there's like, you know, if you got like.
Yeah. If I had a bucket load of fast food in my car, how could you not dip into something here and there?
I think the reason why, though, is because I don't think I could eat like Chick-fil-A waffle fries without the Chick-fil-A sauce. I'd have to take the...
they forgot the sauce.
I'd have to be dipping into the sauce, too, and I'd have to go all in.
It's always... You know, fast food employees are like the easiest targets. You could blame anything on them.
Interesting. All right. I don't know if anyone will call for this. You've gotten an order stolen, or you're willing to admit, yeah, I've... kind of robbed DoorDash. I pulled an AB.
Like we AB, listen and we don't judge.
AB, yeah. AB has done it or thought about
thought
it.
Thought about it.
Thought about it, but it has not done it.
Right.
Have you done it? Because, yeah, like Hannah said, we'll listen and we won't judge you. 314-531-9898. Houdini is the perfect song because things from DoorDash seem to be disappearing. Did you ever get your DoorDash Houdini'd, or you work for DoorDash and you're like, yep, some things just seem to slip and fall right into my mouth. I don't know.
Whoops.
314-531-9898. Jordan, you DoorDash all the time and all of a sudden something just seemed to be missing from your order.
Yeah, so I would order from Culver's and get their shakes, and I would always not get my shake. And this didn't just happen this once. This happened like three or four times.
Oh. No.
You know if it's something good too, like it's like the best thing in your order, yep. That's the one they missed. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, they must have forgot it.
It's this delicious shake. It's probably the same driver and they're exactly. Like, yes.
There's no way more way to get busted than stealing the best thing in the yep. order.
Time like, for a sweet treat.
Yeah, like, yeah, I'll take this chocolate shake. Thank you so much for the call. Amber, what kept being stolen from you?
Well, I had ordered McDonald's and Taco Bell both for myself and my kids, and both bags had been opened and stuff taken out of both of them.
Dang, what did they take?
They took my daughter's taco pizza, and then they took a whole thing of chicken nuggets out of the other one.
Damn.
And you were talking about the Chick-fil-A fries. Buy some of the Chick-fil-A sauce at Walmart, and you'll always have it.
There you go.
Oh, yeah. Good advice.
If you're a DoorDash driver, you're going to be stealing
my soda.
If you're going to be stealing the waffle fries, just have the Chick-fil-A sauce from Walmart just to be able to spread on those bad boys if you're going to take
DoorDash
them.
DoorDash trucks are like writing that down right now.
Kayla, you've done both. You've been the person who has stolen things, and you've gotten your stuff taken, huh?
We love the honesty.
Yeah, so we listen and we don't judge.
Right? That's what I said. Right. I did That's say right. that.
So yes, what happened? Tell us a little bit.
Okay, so first of all, so I tried DoorDash just one time because, you know, you're just running around checking out the new area. I'm not too familiar with, like, the deeper parts of St. Louis.
Okay.
And so I tried it out one time. And it was, like, one of those things to where I was, like, you know, really smelling the Chick-fil-A. And so I tried one fry, and I had never had Chick-fil-A before.
What?
So I tried one fry.
That's excusable.
But I'm not a monster. I'm not a monster, so I Germexed first.
Oh, my God, I love it.
I tried one fry. And then I DoorDash all of the time, and so I got one of those frozen hot chocolates from Dairy Queen. Love it. Mm. And whenever I got it, it was halfway gone. And so, you know, I'm very in tune with, like, my intrusive thoughts. And then he was telling me, that's what you get, stupid. And,
that's what he said?
Yeah, that was my intrusive thought. That's what you get.
No, that was what I was going to say.
I thought the DoorDash driver said that to you. I'm like, excuse me?
Oh, wow. Your intrusive thoughts was like karma from that Chick-fil-A fry.
Yes.
Yes, it was karma from that. So it was hilarious. I deserved it. That's what you get.
Kayla, you are awesome. Thank you so much. I love how you could only try one Chick-fil-A fry. Like, that's like a...
That's really good. Yeah, usually you can only do one.
Usually you'd become an addict. Like, oh my God, these waffle fries are so good. I'm going to crush all of them, so...
Oh, yeah. It was downhill from there. I had to get my own. I'm just like, holy crap.
Now the delivery is going to be delayed because we had to take a loop back around.
Yeah, we're actually going to go back to Chick-fil-A ourselves. You have a good day, stupid.
Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Appreciate you. Still commercial free on Y98 St. Louis.